Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa has confirmed its first case of measles this year. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has details.
State health officials say the individual is an unvaccinated adult in central Iowa. It's the first case of measles the state has seen since 2019. It comes as the nation is dealing with an outbreak of the highly contagious virus. The Centers for Disease Control reports more than 1,000 cases have been confirmed. Three people have died. The vast majority of cases have been in unvaccinated individuals. The measles virus is spread through the air by coughing, sneezing, or breathing. State health officials say they are encouraging Iowans to make sure they are up to date on their MMR vaccination, which is 97% effective against the virus. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Breastfeeding mothers would receive more workplace protections under a bill approved by Illinois lawmakers. The measure, sponsored by Democratic State Representative Katie Stewart, requires employers to give paid time off to employees who need to express breast milk. Employees would get paid their regular rate and would not have to use their own PTO. Stewart says that she does not think this is a huge problem in the workplace, but wants to make sure that everyone gets what they need.
I believe many employers are already doing the right thing, and we just need to compel a few of them to make sure they are also supporting mothers and babies.
The Illinois House approved the measure last week, which now needs a signature from the governor to become law. Planned Parenthood will close 4 clinics in Iowa as part of a reorganization across a 5-state area. According to Planned Parenthood North Central States, a total of 8 health centers will close in the region over the rest of the year. That includes locations in Ames, Cedar Rapids, Sioux City, and Urbandale. Laws restricting abortion access and cuts to federal funding are some of the reasons the organization says that it must downsize. 2 locations would remain in Iowa after the changes in Des Moines and in Iowa City. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved Iowa's request to disqualify some foods from purchase under SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Under the new state-specific changes, SNAP participants would not be able to buy food products that are subject to state sales tax. This includes soda pop and other types of sweetened beverages, candy, marshmallows, fruit leathers, and sweetened coconut. Governor Kim Reynolds says 1 in 6 children nationally are obese.
We are an unhealthy population. We want to, that contributes to some of the other issues that we've talked about. And we think this is, this really lines up with the intent of what SNAP was designed for in the beginning.
Reynolds was speaking Friday during a taping of Iowa Press on Iowa PBS. She says her administration is working with retailers to implement the changes, which could be expanded in the future. Anti-hunger organizations in the state say the way to encourage healthy eating habits is to increase access to nutritious foods. The waiver is expected to take effect in January, according to documents obtained by Iowa Public Radio. And a former Rock Island County employee accused of stealing more than $900,000 over 2 decades has a preliminary hearing scheduled today. Lisa Streeter of New Windsor is facing multiple charges, including theft of government property, forgery, and money laundering. Her hearing is set for 8:30 this morning at the Rock Island County Courthouse. This is WVIK News.